Hello and welcome to my hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, coming to you from my hermitage in St. Pius V Priory in Chicago, Illinois. Each day we gather to reflect over a passage from the Daily Gospel that we shared at Mass. Today's Gospel is Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 26. Imagine the scene. Great crowds surround Jesus, eager to follow him. The energy is high. People are excited, hopeful, inspired. Then Jesus suddenly turns and says something that must have stunned them all. He says, "If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." The air must have gone still. You can almost hear the murmuring. Did he really say that? This is one of the hardest sayings in all the gospel, and yet it is one of the most important, because here Jesus reveals what it truly costs to follow him. Jesus is not commanding us to despise our family. That would contradict everything else he teaches. The key is understanding the Semitic expression to hate, which means to love less or to prefer less. In other words, Christ is saying, if you want to be my disciple, I must come before everyone and everything else, even before the people you love most, even before yourself. It's not about rejection. It's about priority. It's about putting God first so that every other love, family, vocation, even life itself, flows from that primary love. When we love God above all, we don't lose love for others, we purify it. Human love, when detached from God, can easily become possessive, fearful, or self-serving. But love that begins in God becomes free, generous, and selfless. St. Augustine put it beautifully when he said, "Love God and do what you will." Because when God is first in our heart, every other relationship finds its right order. Parents love their children more purely. Spouses love one another with greater patience. Friendships become less about what we get and more about what we give. To hate, in this sense, is not to turn away from others. It's to turn towards God first, and through him, to love others rightly. Immediately after this passage, Jesus adds, "Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." These two ideas are inseparable. The moment we put Christ first, we will find a cross, the cross of sacrifice, of misunderstood choices, of letting go. Discipleship is not a part-time devotion, it's a total surrender. Jesus is not recruiting fans, but forming saints, men and women willing to lose everything for the sake of love. Here is the mystery of the gospel. When we let go of the lesser loves that cling to us, we discover the greater love that sustains us. When we lose our life for Christ, we find it. When we surrender control, we gain freedom. Christ does not take away our loves, he perfects them. Every one of us must face this question: who or what comes first in my heart? It's easy to say God comes first, but the test is when following him demands a hard choice, when faith conflicts with comfort, when forgiveness feels impossible, when obedience costs us something real. Discipleship always costs something, but it's never a loss. It's an exchange. We trade our small, fragile attachments for the infinite love of God. To follow Jesus is not to hate our families or our lives in the bitter sense. It is to love them more freely, because we no longer make them our gods. When God becomes our first love, everything else finds its place. That's the heart of Christian freedom. Not loving less, but loving rightly. So today, we ask the Lord for this grace, to put him first, to carry our cross with joy, and to love all things, even our own lives, through him, with him, and in him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you ask for everything, and yet you give everything in return. Free my heart from the loves that keep me from you. Teach me to order my desires rightly, so that loving you above all, I may love others more deeply, more freely, and more like you. Amen. If you found a blessing in the words that were shared today, I ask you to extend an invitation to your friends and to your families to join us each day here in my hermitage, where we reflect over the living Word of God. May God protect you today and keep you in his care. Amen.